The pre-game interview.
Before the bounce, thanks to the Ponds and Norlane Hotel and Team Tyre Power. Now, with Ponds and Norlane Hotel, get your friends together and have a fun day out at the Ponds and Norlane Hotel. Well, the new president at Leopold, and Aaron Verlin, has been good enough to join us on krockfootball.live. Aaron, welcome to you. Congratulations. Do you feel like you've been given the car to the Ferrari and all you can do now is crash it?
Exactly. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you've obviously, just a little bit of a background of your link to the club. You married into club royalty.
I did, it seems. The Park family. So, yeah, returned back to Victoria in 2018. And there was only one club we were going to come to, and that was Leopold because of the Park family history. And, yeah, been here ever since.
Now, Ted, of course, served as president late 90s. His wife, Kate, obviously a great contributor to the club. Who runs that marriage? It's Kate, isn't it?
Definitely Kate. It's definitely Kate.
Who are you more scared of, Kate or Ted?
Ted initially, yes. Yeah, he's an imposing figure, that's for sure.
So how did it come about that you replaced Richard Hockley?
I had a conversation with Richard over the last part of the last year, and 5 years is a good term for him for president, and certainly finishing with a flag. And a gentle conversation turned into a more formal conversation, and I said, yeah, happy to take it on board.
So what's your sporting, footy, administrative background that led you to this path?
Yeah, so I played footy in Ballarat. I'm a Ballarat boy and played footy out at Learmonth and at North Ballarat, and always had a passion for football. And then I work at the NDIS and work in the government space, and thought, well, I'm never going to coach, so how else can I help out at the club? And thought I'd start off with as junior coordinator and secretary, and then took this role on.
What has been the change in terms of the hours that you spend on the club? It's a different beast being a committee man to being the head honcho. So what's that look like in the pre-season?
Yeah, certainly the culture shift in the number of phone calls you get. And as King, you'll know, I don't always answer my phone. So, certainly a number of calls. And you never shy of people giving you their view or opinion on how things need to roll. It's a great opportunity, and I really enjoy this club. Certainly the hours is something of a change.
The club, I suspect, has got a pretty good setup anyway. We know the director of football pretty well.
And, not director of football anymore.
Isn't he? Is he giving it away?
He's VP.
Is he?
He's VP.
You're in real trouble there.
Arthur just does what he wants anyway.
Arthur just runs the joint anyway, so it doesn't matter. But you've got lots of good people around the club anyway to fill roles and support and do what they have to.
Yeah, it certainly made it a lot easier, the decision with the support on and off the field, and the timing was right. But you've absolutely nailed it. You can only be successful if you've got good people around you.
We come here today to Leopold Memorial Park, one of the best venues in the region. You hosted the grand final successfully last year. We know the GFNL grand final is going to be at GMHBA Stadium. What's your interest in hosting the Ballerina decider this year?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we're really keen to see if we can put in an expression of interest. Why wouldn't we want to showcase this great facility?
Yeah, absolutely. Matty Kershaw's with us this afternoon. He's going to fire a question at the new Prez, Aaron Verlin of the Leopold Lions.
I know we touched on your time and how busy it is, but how hands-on are you, like, on training nights and things like that, and how involved do you get as a president in the football side of things, at training and things like that, speaking to the coaches and all that sort of stuff? How involved do you like to get in terms of that?
Yeah, look, I've had a good catch-up with Buddha at the start of the season to say I'm here to support you, but the last thing I want to do is control what and when and how you do it. I've got a great senior football structure, so to me it's just being around and being an understanding kind of where things are at and where are we looking, but certainly don't get involved in the day-to-day management.
I see that obviously there's, well, I think they've got 15 or 16 premiership players running around today. I think it's 15 in total, and not much in the way of new personnel within the side, but there is one name that caught my eye, and I'm hoping you can tell us a bit about him. Tate Porter, what can you tell us about him?
Yeah, Tate's down, I think it's Portland area that's come forward. Another exciting recruit from down that area. People keep telling me that people down that area always look to Leopold, which is fantastic, but really exciting player, and can't wait to watch him today.
His last 2 years, Kingy, in the Hampden League for North Warrnambool and then in the Warrnambool District League for Merivale, he's had 43 games. Listen to this, 43 games. And he's been in the best players 28.
He's a jet.
My Warrnambool source says
28
that
out of 43, Jason Doherty.
My Warrnambool source tells me that he could win the Matheson if he plays every game and goes okay.
36 goals last year.
Yeah, he's going to be an impressive inclusion.
He's one to watch. For those watching, listening, in your car, on the fence, in the bar. It's a very good bar here.
have you got your social membership?
Did you know he's a social member, Adam?
I've just been given it by Moose.
The VP.
And basically it's a handshake here at Leopold for a Sunday, Sunday session.
Oh, wee.
So you'll be here for the Super Draw, no doubt?
Oh, 100%.
The old Lion's Den Super Draw.
I'll probably buy more tickets this year.
What's happened to the Yabby Pot? I hear that's been moved on after 25, maybe nearly 30 years.
Yeah, we're trying different things this year, so we'll give it a rest this year and see how we go in following years.
Oh, the Yabby Pot used to go off on a Thursday night in Leopold.
I tell you what will be different on Super Draw Day. No Mitch Patton, so things will be a little bit calmer.
He had a very quiet start last week.
6 goals.
Yeah.
Best on. Second best, Zach Smith.
Right.
The big ruckman from Suns and Geelong.
Just be a bit careful. He might make his way down for that day, Mitch. If it's a Sunday, he could.
Good point you make. Yeah, we better be quiet.
Is it long weekend? The Sunday of the long weekend?
How about we tell Mitch one day and then make another?
Oh, that's dangerous. It's very dangerous. Aaron, obviously in the last decade, there have been significant redevelopment, change rooms, the extension, the netball court's moving over to this side of the venue. What's next in terms of the greater Memorial Park precinct?
Yeah, well, we've got some great things happening here in the park overall. I mean, certainly the tennis club to start with is getting some new rooms, which is fantastic. But for us, on the main oval, we're looking at a new fence this year. Hopefully, we're progressing towards a new scoreboard. But significantly for us is a big redevelopment of a new change room and open area for our back oval for all of our juniors and female football. We'll get a new half court for our netball to continue to make sure we've got some good training facilities. And then lastly, looking about parking, and parking has always been an issue here. We need to get some better, more discreet parking. So big projects this year, thanks to the federal funding that we got last year, I think, from the commitment during the election.
How much is that all
it's
told?
About $3.2 million election commitment. And so that's a significant upgrade, particularly for our junior and female football areas.
Would you like to turn yourself on again, Matt?
Kersh is still working out this on and off situation.
Here's an idea. Just leave it on.
All right.
There's an idea.
The toilet block in the northwest corner, that I wouldn't send my kids to it, to be honest. But anyway, that's going.
It's going. Going to be gone. And a brand new area, storeroom, dedicated change rooms, and a viewing area out the front for our back oval.
The restructure process that AFL Barn went through, you've come in as president at an interesting time. It was obviously announced on grand final day last year here on K-Rock Football what was going to potentially unfold and where they've landed. Is Leopold comfortable with what has now been put in place by AFL Barn and ratified by the commission?
Yeah, absolutely. And look, I do want to say we've been really happy with the amount of consultation from AFL Barn. It's been really good. I think it's landed in a really sensible position. We've always been a big supporter of relegation and promotion by choice, and we think it's landed in a really good spot.
Aaron, we really appreciate your time. Welcome to the role. Big day today, unfurling of the flag, and of course tradition decrees that the wife of the then president unfurls the flag. So Shelley Hockley, in the year of Father the Great Les Ash passed away, it's probably a nice touch that Shelley is unfurling the flag today.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's wrapped, and it's a great testament to the Ash family, but also to Richard and Shelley for the past president for last year. So thanks for having me.
Great to meet you, Aaron, and great to have you on K-Rock Footy, and talk to you throughout the year. Look forward to calling some Leopold games.
Great, thanks. See you soon.
Aaron Berlin joining us there, the president of the Leopold Lions this afternoon. And we're before the bounce for the Ponds and Norland Hotels.
The pre-game interview.